and welcome to the Poorly Informed Podcast. I am your host, Peter, the best one of the four. With me, as always, we have Theo, the second best, Max, who shows up sometimes, and Will, who's on his phone. And we are doing our last main episode of this podcast.
Of season one.
Of season one of the Poorly Informed Podcast. Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
That means we have to have a season two now, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah, we've got exams coming up, so we're going to have to take a little break. And obviously, none of us really wanted to do any thinking or any serious debate for our last episode because it's the last episode of season one. And we have decided instead to go to an often visited thought process that everyone has, or everyone thinks of it at some point, and it's, what would I do if I was in charge of the world? So we've all got to look deep inside of ourselves and we've got to come up with our deepest desires, our innermost thoughts and wants, and we need to articulate them to each other and try and convince them of why we should be chosen to lead the world. And not some sort of democratic leadership. I'm talking full authoritarian, complete power over everyone. People do as we say. If we can picture it, it can happen. So with that, I think...
Within the constraints of space and time.
Yeah, within the constraints of, I don't know, you can't change gravity or... I mean, you could, maybe. Could you? No.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think that's a bit outside the realms of possibility.
I was thinking maybe doing like a Superman thing where you fly around the world really
still
quick.
Still doesn't change gravity, though.
Yeah. Well, how do they do gravity? Like, on... So, in films, you have, like, grav and anti-grav machines.
Yeah.
So, we haven't worked out a way to make artificial gravity yet, have we?
Well, we
you
have.
Just spin it.
Yeah. It's just making something that would have to be big enough. Because the bigger you make it, the stronger the anti-gravity is. And the faster you spin it, the stronger it is. But the problem is making something that big and spinning that fast.
It'll just
most, yeah,
separate.
Kind of,
okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like we could either go around and each say all of our ideas, or we could each say an individual idea and then.
How many ideas are we doing? Two.
I've got
three,
five or six.
Oh, okay. I reckon we do one at a time.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because then it depends on, you know, how long it is.
I've got quite
a
good idea to start with.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want your opinion on this, because I'm fairly sure this will win me a lot of popularity.
Right.
And it's to remove episodes 7, 8, and 9 from Star Wars canon.
Ooh.
So, everyone knows Star Wars. They've got trilogies, and then...
No, I think you're kicking off a
storm
in a teacup.
No, the current trilogy is awful, and it ruins Star Wars.
I don't care. I couldn't give a damn.
And... This is my pitch, Theo.
Maybe yeah, there hasn't been a Star Wars film since Disney bought it.
You're
yeah,
exactly, not real.
But no, but I would like Rogue One to stay, so I only want the trilogy to
right.
be removed.
Well, we don't know about Episode 9 yet.
Episode 9 might be good.
Okay, then I don't know, have Episode 9 as a standalone film, which is really confusing, but I want Episode 7 and 8 to be struck from the history books.
So when children grow up and see episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's just how you count. You're going to have to change the whole number
yeah,
of systems.
Yeah.
That you cut so, out the number 7 and 8.
You know, Daddy, why isn't there an episode 7 and 8? There was no episode 7 and 8. What are you talking
what
about?
What is a 7 or 8?
Yeah.
They become banned. So
eight,
you can't think
yeah.
7 or 8.
So you know how
it was a 1984 thought police.
Yeah,
you start
how,
thinking about 7
yeah,
and 8.
Yeah.
Historical figures would occasionally like chip, like literally chisel names out of people they didn't like on like ancient Egyptian monuments. I would do that, but with episode 7 and
like
8.
In 1984, they have we're probably going to allude to this quite a lot, but they have thousands of people devoted to just correcting past information to change history. So if they're now at war with a different country, all these people go back through years and years of historical records to change the information,
yep.
to replace the names and replace any information.
I would entirely do that with the worst two additions to Star Wars.
What about Solo?
Solo
was a terrible film.
Yeah, I think it was fun to watch. It didn't make me as angry as The Last Jedi.
Did it make
yeah.
you angry? Well, that implied that it did make you a bit angry.
Well, like there's a couple little things which are like, that sort of aren't needed and were just kind of fan service and didn't like that. But there weren't as many...
The Kessel Run bit was cool, though.
Yeah. Like, it's cool to watch. Whereas, and to be fair, so is The Last Jedi. There's a couple scenes in it which is like, damn, that is cool to watch. However, as soon as you start thinking about the storyline, you just want to end it all.
Well, yeah, that's my first idea. Does it pass?
But if we get rid of 7 and 8, we have to get rid of Game of Thrones Season 7 and 8.
They can be renamed. We can make new numbers to replace 7 and 8.
Okay, so we have Game of Thrones Season 9 and 10. Is that how it's
but
working?
No, we can just replace 7 and 8, just switch it out for like two new words we make up.
We'll give them, like, you know, a subheading, like Game of Thrones. What happens in season 7? I can't remember.
No spoilers. Who might be?
Do we have to rename, like, episode 7 and 8 of this podcast, like, well, not episode 7 and 8.
Episode 5.5, episode 6.5.
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yeah.
Peter's willing to make.
Oh yeah, I'm willing to make. As a sacrifice, I'm willing everyone to make.
I've got a bet on who's going to say a Thanos line first.
Because
this is just asking for the hardest choices require the strongest rules.
This isn't a hard choice for me. Yeah, so that's my first idea. If anyone, I think it passes. Like, it's clearly too votes.
I don't really care. I think you're making a fuss over nothing.
It passes then.
So apathy and two votes for.
Yeah. Okay, if anyone else wants to suggest, the floor is yours.
So I have one, which is to make guns illegal everywhere, even for the police, even for the army. No guns anywhere. Everyone has to go back to swords and, like, bows and arrows, which in warfare will be good because it means less casualties.
I mean, there were still some days in historical warfare where, like, 80,000 people died in a day.
True, but compare that to the days of, like, or the, like, modern warfare where, like, hundreds of thousands of people die in, like, a
and
day.
And also, I feel like...
Well, 80,000 people can die several days in a row in modern warfare. Whereas in ancient warfare, like, you run out of 80,000 of people to kill.
Yeah, but if there's the number of people... Imagine, like, China goes to war against another nation, right? And they just ship in, like, I don't know what the size of the Chinese army is. What was, like,
a million?
Probably 2 or 3 million men or something, isn't it? Imagine 2 million men with swords.
Like, I feel like
you could do a lot of killing.
Lots of people would be a lot less willing to attack anyone if you have to actually physically stab a man.
It's a much more personal and intimate. Yeah, I think we kind of occluded from
sword
that.
Sword fights are cool.
And actually, one thing it would get rid of, apparently, well, I say apparently, it might do this. It might get rid of PTSD from war because.
But if you're like,
what?
No,
no,
no.
It's because
stabbing
ancient
them.
Soldiers, according to what, like, I've read, I don't, none of this is on particularly expertise for myself, but from what I've read, they generally didn't.
Poorly informed.
They didn't suffer from it as much because they were exposed to short bouts of trauma very far apart, where you'd have like an hour of horrendous killing, but then you're generally not on the front lines. Whereas modern soldiers spend like months in places where they could just be killed from any at any time without warning. So that's more stressful on, like, the mind. So, you know, it could.
What level of technology are we stopping at?
Ooh.
Like, do you get, like, good crossbows?
I reckon anything before the invention of, like, the musket. Or
that's so you have some really early Chinese firearms.
And some cannons.
True.
Yeah, because weren't cannons in, like, the 1200s.
I think cannons are okay.
You let people carry around a cannon with them.
Can you carry a cannon, Peter?
Hand cannons.
Yeah, they're not that... Well, no, you're not saying you can still carry around weapons in broad daylight.
Okay, actually, yeah. It's...
There's going to be strong sword control. can't carry it outside. You're allowed in your house, it's fine. You can't take it outside.
Concealed carry of like a katana.
Are you allowed to have a cannon in your house? Or is that, like, restricted?
No, because a toddler could set that off quite easily.
It's also, what's the practical use of having a cannon in your house?
A burglar breaks in. Oh, sorry, let me just load the breech musket. Ah, no, the gunpowder.
Yeah, let me adjust the trajectory.
Yeah.
If you have a really annoying neighbour, you just, you know...
No, we don't.
Out a window.
Well, like, presumably Americans don't shoot their neighbours now, and they've got guns.
I mean, they do sometimes shoot their neighbours.
Well, I guess that's...
I'm not sure if I'd vote in favour of this.
I would. I think it's cool. I'm going to vote in favour of this.
Oh, when it comes to warfare, are things like trucks still a thing?
Yeah. Do you have, like, armoured vehicles and then just knights piling out?
They burn out and come to a tank turret.
Would you have people on... Actually, this would be so awesome. If you have people on motorbikes, like modern-day knights.
Okay. I'm starting to get this now.
Yeah, so, like, everything's fine apart from... tanks, guns.
Can you have armoured personnel carriers?
Yes, as long as they don't hit anyone. So long as they don't... The vehicle isn't involved in the killing.
So you can rock up to the battlefield in armed personnel carrier with, like, music blaring out the speakers and you get out and you're dressed up in, like, plate armour.
I don't see why you'd leave your armoured personnel carrier.
No, you just said you can't use him in battle.
Oh.
So you're really strong.
Breaking the laws of war.
Yeah.
But can't you imagine, like, that would be, like, AC/DC or something?
It would be pretty metal. So in because of that, I abstain, so I won't vote against.
I'm voting for this. I like this.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm voting for.
Okay,
cool.
Can I go next? No. Going off with that.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Basically, no armies. No, armies. It's basically the same thing as that, but they only have medieval weapons.
That's literally...
No, that's yeah, I realised. In my head, it sounded somehow different. I realised it's literally the same thing.
No, it could do. You can impose, like, trial by combat, but for, like... So it's like each country has, like, a champion. Yeah. And so instead of fighting a war... The two countries' champions fight each other.
That would actually be
why don't you have a Hunger Games between all the countries to decide who gets the most stuff?
You could
every
have like
year?
You could that would actually be awesome.
Because like every year you think, okay, we have this much energy that's maybe been produced. We're gonna split it up by country depending on where you come in the Hunger Games. So
but what happens if like Ireland wins and they've way too much stuff and
then Ireland just get everything.
And then India has nothing.
Well, that's India's problem for not training its 1 billion inhabitants enough for the Hunger Games.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard.
That's an awesome idea. Because then it could be like when you watch video games online. You can, like, everyone sits down with, like, well, I obviously don't do this video game, but, like, streaming a film, everyone sits down with popcorn, it's a social event,
no,
and you watch people rip each other's
Hunger
guts
games,
out. Yeah.
The whole point of the Hunger Games is it was barbaric and cruel and awful, and people who watched it were horrible people.
Well, Suzanne Collins didn't get the message across very well, did she?
But, I mean, also, all of, like, we've watched gladiators throughout history. Like, I think humans...
We don't anymore, because it's
but
bad.
I think if it was normalised, people would.
If it was instead of, like, nuclear weaponry.
Yeah, instead of, like, us nuking each other, if we just have...
kill each other in ritual combat.
But if one person dies instead of an entire nation, is that not a benefit?
But people, maybe. I'm going to have to vote against Hunger Games.
That'd be awesome.
I'd probably vote against Hunger Games as well.
I'm going to vote for.
You can't vote for your own one.
It's not my idea, it's Will's idea.
Well,
it's... What? Oh, is it my... Okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
your
no,
idea.
Oh, yeah, Hunger Games is my idea.
Well, it fails, Will.
No, I'm voting for.
Yeah, but me and Max both vote against.
Yeah, but he's voting for.
You can't vote for your own one.
Well, then...
I didn't.
Okay.
Well, then the Star Wars thing fails, because then you've got two abstains and one for. Does
no,
that work?
Both Max and Will want to get rid of Episode 8 and 7.
Yeah.
That... Oh, okay,
yeah,
I misunderstood.
Unfortunately, he's got that.
No, I misunderstood.
So wait, has everyone's... Wait,
no,
you...
I do actually have...
You have a real idea.
I am going to make peace to... Like, when we have the global council and the global government, you've got your cabinet, I'm going to make Peter the cabinet minister.
Me?
And I want you to think about this very carefully. The cabinet minister. Every cabinet... and closet in the world is directly under your jurisdiction, Peter.
But only cabinets.
Cabinets.
So
that is it.
What counts as a cabinet?
Well, it's a cabinet.
Like, what?
Well, I don't know. That's for the cabinet ministry to decide. Peter, as the minister for cabinet.
What kind of roles does he have?
Make sure oil.
He can. He makes sure and you know carries out maintenance and safety checks on cabinets and ensures that there's a variety of production of interesting.
That seems like a pretty cushy government job.
Yeah, that seems like...
Oh, no, you don't get paid.
Oh,
but because I'm an
slavery.
Authoritarian, barbaric leader, you have to do the job.
I'm not a fan of this one. However, if I'm in charge of defining cabinets, I'm going to define cabinets as...
No, because I still get to oversee your vote.
Okay,
you're not going to, like, define a cabinet as...
Like, everything.
Yeah.
The world is God's cabinet, and therefore I'm in charge of...
All those in favour?
You know what? I'm in favour.
Please, Will. I don't want to be relegated to...
I'm going
to
abstain. I can't decide.
Can you just
against.
Imagine him in a little
vote
back
against.
Office somewhere, like reading over his Warhammer lore book?
Okay, if his office has to be a big cabinet, I will accept.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I vote for that.
Well, there you go. Okay. So I think that's the first round. So we passed medieval combat... Me being a cabinet minister and banning Star Wars Episode 7 and 8, we failed to pass Hunger Games. So next round of ideas. This is a bit controversial, but it is something that I passionately believe in. And it is for the good of humanity, right? This will actively benefit...
I think I know what's coming
every
next.
Single person in the world. And it is that pom bears should be banned.
I am very against that. They are top tier crisps. They are so good.
Pommes no, are crisps, and they're the what? They don't even deserve the label of crisp. They are abominations to the
They're name. Yummy.
You can't get rid of Pommes and not get rid of like Skips and like Monster Munch and
Skips,
stuff.
Skips are good. I agree, Skips leave you
potentially French fries. I'd potentially get rid of the crisp French fries.
Knickknacks. Gotta get rid of knickknacks.
I like knickknacks. I like Skips. Pommes.
Why are Pommes so bad?
They are. I mean, I like Pommes, but they do have a bit of a polystyrene kind of.
Exactly.
And that's why they're good. They're so, it's like cheese strings. They are so bad that sometimes you just need
If we did a blind taste test, right, of polystyrene with some salt on and Pommes, you would not be able to tell the difference. You'd just be chowing down on polystyrene. You'd be like, why is breathing difficult all of a sudden?
No, I disagree. I like Pommes because my granny always used to give them to me when I was little, so I've got nice memories of Pommes. We go to the park and I have a packet of Pommes.
But it also benefit the health of the world, because people won't be eating...
They wouldn't. They just change to another kind of crisp.
And that's an improvement, because Pommes are so awful.
I'm against.
I'm against as well. I'm strongly against.
We're striking down this motion.
Yeah, I'm going to be against as well, because as much as Pommes aren't... like, probably not edible if you really look at it. They are quite nice at the same time. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go against that one.
Okay, well, I'm very disappointed in all of you, and you're all psychopaths. Next suggestion?
I want to implement an edict that would ban one of the most disgusting, awkward, horrible drinks that humanity has ever concocted, and that includes its own urine. I want sparkling water to be erased from existence. It's disgusting. So you think, I shall have a nice bit of water. You drink the water. You think, this is nice water. And then, bang, your tongue and mouth explode in a cascade of awkward fizziness without flavour, without redemption, without reward. And damn it, they are disgusting.
And it's when you go somewhere and you ask, oh yeah, can I have some water? And they bring you sparkling water. Like it's the same thing. No, it's not. It's so bad.
No, it's sparkling water. It, what does sparkling water do?
It makes you more
nothing thirsty.
Yeah. I have to admit, I actually like sparkling water.
Yeah, you are disgusting.
Can I
leave this
change
place?
My next thing to remove Will? Because you like sparkling water.
Like,
why do you like sparkling water?
Because water is a bit bland, you know? Like, water is
but sparkling water is just fizzy bland.
Yeah.
Like, but fizzy bland is anything. An improvement on bland.
Why would you have sparkling water? When do you think, oh, I'll have a nice bit of sparkling water?
Sometimes, you know, you just feel like, I don't want water, but I want to be healthy at the same time, so I shouldn't have,
I don't
like...
think sparkling water is healthy.
It's got quite...
It's carbonated. Like, it's carbonated water. What else is in there?
I mean, you've not want...
My tears.
Like, yeah. but it just... No, if you're going to be, like, healthy, have very weak squash. That's better than carbonated water. It's just...
Carbonated
it subverts the point of water.
Carbonated water is... I'm sure it's fine. I have yet to see anything that suggests that there's...
Well, these votes against carbonated water...
No, you're suggesting that it doesn't taste nice. And I objectively know that, to me, it tastes nice. Therefore, you are all wrong.
Well, it doesn't matter because the council has spoken. I don't even think we need to take a vote here.
I don't think it needs one.
Yeah, carbonated water against. Oh no, wait! I'm in favour of Theo's thing.
Sparkling water is eliminated from existence. Thank you very much. And good night.
That's good. That's good.
Well, my next point is semi-serious, and it's to do with space travel. And so every year, like the main priority is gonna be space travel. You gotta put a certain large percentage of the global budget has to be towards going to space. You know, Mars, the Moon. Other things in space.
Is this because you want to go to space personally?
I want to go to space, yeah.
And space is cool.
Space.
Would you
cool.
live on like a moon base and rule Earth from the moon?
I mean,
that'd be awesome.
To be fair, my knees do hurt, so like, yeah. So, you know, the less gravity might make me feel better.
Because you'll be untouchable cool. on the moon, right? Because how...
Oh, no, humanity is going to expand across the stars.
Well, you just make sure they don't get on the moon.
I mean, I'd have my own little... you know, bubble on the moon, but other people can live there.
No.
Why not turn the moon into, like, a Death Star?
What percentage of GDP are we saying? Of the world's GDP?
10% of the world GDP towards
space
travel.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Did anyone bother to look up what the world's GDP was in preparation for this? No, of course not.
That would require actual work.
Yeah.
But space is just cool. you know. But I think so, yeah. But thinking about it, what would I defund? What would you defund?
The military.
True. Yeah. If I'm head of the world, no one has to do anything.
If you have a unified military.
Yeah. But you do need your authoritarian police.
Currency, because there'd be one currency, you wouldn't lose money in exchanging currency.
Ah, true. So yes, I can find it. You know?
Global GDP in 2016 was $75.4 trillion.
$7 trillion a year getting to space.
That'll probably do the trick, to be fair.
Yeah. I'm not firing the money into space.
You're literally just burning money.
Well, no, because the Americans did it on a much smaller proportion of that in a decade. They went to the moon.
I mean, with $7 trillion a year,
you could basically do anything with $7 trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, the US, like, what the US has spent that on? Hasn't the US spent something like that on the last couple of wars in Afghanistan over like 10 years?
Yeah, of course you know about that.
I think it was like it was quite a lot.
You know what? Instead of going to Afghanistan, we could have gone to like all of space by now.
Yeah, no,
that's kind of.
However, I feel like it's
a bit easier to get to Afghanistan.
You could just chucking money at a problem.
Is it though?
Yeah, and that solves it.
You could solve other things that could help.
Like what?
Hunger, world malaria.
You know, with the first.
Oh, Bill Gates is doing that himself.
There are private enterprises working on this.
Eradicate
so
every single.
The Zuckerberg
in the
Foundation
world.
Is giving internet to approximately one African person a year. Massive incredible. Yeah.
You know, every dollar that went into the Apollo program, $7 came back into the US economy. It was like a massive public works project.
Yeah.
I mean, if this kind of thing was like along those lines,
like technological development would like explode.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still voting against it, but I feel like
why?
Because I feel
stop being contrarian.
No, the opportunity cost of that much money into space flight is too great.
Next, we said we're taking the money away from the military.
Yeah, take it away from the military, but save people from living bad lives before. Because $7 trillion is a lot, right? That's
a little bit. I'll give you that.
That's what. But, I mean, that's $1,000 a person. And if you just give it to the 3 billion most needy, they get $2,000. That would change their lives.
Yeah, it would, but then you've got inflation and everything. Because if you give people, all these people in poor countries $2,000, but don't, you know, make them have more food prices are just going to go up.
But wouldn't you be in charge of all of the world economy?
Yes, why don't I just give them food without giving them money?
You've shot yourself in the foot. Why not just pay to give them food instead of paying for their. And I'm going to answer that for Max, because that would lead to growth and an improvement in living standards, but not development. And we're really interested in development. The space program will bring development in the economy, not just sort of.
Exactly, because if you just give people things, that decimates local industries.
Sure, let's vote.
Such as clothing in Africa.
No, but that's only if you give clothes. If you give money, it will help local industries because people will afford to buy things from local industries.
Yeah, because it's prices to rise, because output in those local industries won't increase in the short run.
Then they'll import from other places, and that's fine.
Because cost push inflation.
However, there's one currency in the world, I'm assuming, right? Because you're in charge of everything.
Inflation still happens.
But you could more easily remedy it. So I'm voting against.
I just hire all of those African people in the space industry.
Just turn the whole continent into like one giant space.
Yeah, all of Africa and like, you know, bits of Asia. It's just one big space plant.
Okay, well, I'm assuming I'm being outvoted here.
Yeah.
I like.
Space
well,
is cool.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Who else has got a suggestion?
Okay, it's me. I would devote, similar to Max's actually, in many ways, I would devote the biggest proportion of the economy that I could possibly, without getting into arguments about whether I could feed people, to the development of an AI. And I would.
That just seems self-defeating.
No,
right?
Because you know how evolution, right? We went from like single-celled things to the next stage, to the next stage, to apes, to humans.
Yeah.
The next stage is like some super intelligent thing, and that would be like my legacy. Because like when I die, right, I'm not going to be in charge of an empire anymore, and it's probably going to crumble and fall because my expertise is no longer leading it. Therefore, I need a perfect AI to be my legacy as it takes over the entire universe. And that, I would build like Terminator and Skynet.
But what about when it's, you know, starts to turn people into fuel?
That's the next
problem.
Yeah, that's not my
problem.
Wouldn't
it be a bit like the AI at the end of iRobot?
I watched iRobot.
Read the book.
No.
Okay. Well, then I guess this mice comment will be edited out.
Also a bit of a spoiler, Piers.
It's the book came out like 80 years ago.
Yeah, and I apologise. And it's not been spoiled for me since in those 80 years. The world had done a pretty good job of keeping the ending a secret.
Right, I just think though, because like with all these massive like increases, imagine like if we in say a few years we get a semi-competent one that's like a few hundred times more powerful like a human being. Mm-hmm. Like if we put all the, imagine how well that would be able to organise the world. If we just told it to just solve world hunger. And ignoring it all the... It
kills half the people.
Yeah, to solve the world.
No one's hunger.
Or it could kill all the people, which would solve world hunger, technically, because there'd be no more hungry people.
And it's done its job. And we are progressing to the next stage of human evolution.
Which is disappointing anyone if I vote against.
I'm also going to vote against. I don't want to get replaced by a robot.
But think of the legacy, though. Like, think.
Yeah, but who's going to be there to experience your legacy as a robot?
Genocidal wipeout.
Well, you know, when you have the entirety of, like, the known universe colonised by something that was started by, like, us. Well, me. But...
That's what he wants. His name literally stamped across the stars. No, but it's like,
surely you'll be forgotten in the AI empire. Because they're not going to remember... They're not going to care that much who you are. Be like, who created the Borg in Star Trek? Can't remember. I don't know. They might tell me. Can't remember.
Who created the Galactic Empire in Asimov's Foundation series? No one knows, can't remember. Where's the first planet? Earth. No one knows, can't remember. You will be forgotten, Will, as a mediocre man who let his artificial intelligence do the work.
Yeah, it seems like a very unpopular idea. I'm voting against it.
Yeah, I'm voting against it.
Same.
Has everyone done two ideas now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has everyone... Max has passed his two.
Yeah.
I've passed one. Theo...
Sparkling water and...
I win democracy.
Oh, I didn't have a first one because it basically matched the idea.
Yeah, so you've only passed one, and then
I've both mine been shot down.
Yeah, because of
yeah.
That.
Okay.
My third one is, and this is not like something that you guys will be so invested in, but you know we can. So basically, make a real life Lord of the Rings, and then do it.
How many people have to die in this real life Lord of the Rings?
Well, you know, we can just get all the nasty people and drug them and make them orcs, and then they can just sort of, you know, we can risk assessment it. I'm sure we can minimise the casualties if we fill in a few health and safety forms.
Wait, so you said nasty people?
Yeah.
What?
Well, like, criminals on death row.
There aren't that many.
Well, you know, we frame
you
a
just
few
make
thousand
up some
more
crimes which are punishable by death.
Yeah.
Okay.
But punishable by death by an orc.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, no, like, we can, you know, I'm sure we can find a way around that. But also, wouldn't it be very cool to be able to pay to take part in a real life battle of Helm's Deep?
I mean, you might get killed.
So what?
It's for the thrill of it, I guess.
Or you could be a certain character and then know you wouldn't be killed because you'd be moving in certain places at certain times.
So it's all like an elaborately choreographed dance which lets you live out your hero fantasy.
Yeah, it's basically...
So who would you be in? Would you be
Aragorn
taking part
or
would you be watching?
Oh yeah, obviously Aragorn or Gandalf.
Well, who would you be? Merry?
I don't know.
You would be Aragorn or Gandalf.
But... It's... No, I wouldn't. I'd be...
Orc number 3000.
Yes. Yeah. Right at the back.
Urkai right... No, do all of the Urkai die?
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of them then. I just wouldn't want to be there because everyone dies.
No, because you'd have the music playing and it would be really, really awesome.
The music...
Yeah, we'd have speakers embedded in the buildings.
I feel like it's just an expensive way to kill a lot of people who didn't deserve to die.
Says the guy who, like, so far we have had a suggestion of funding $7 trillion into space exploration a year and building a supercomputer AI. I don't think that mine ranks that highly on the investment list.
No, but more the human cost of you literally killing thousands of people.
Look, we don't have to kill thousands of people. We can make it cinematic, right? Not everyone in the film was a live-action orc. Many of them were animated in. We can... You know, use some scientific trickery. Will can help me out here. And, like, project them in. So, like, you know, less people die.
But any people dying is bad.
No. This would be cool. Admit it. You've seen Fellowship of the Ring and you've wanted to be with the guys striding over the Misty Mountains when the music's playing.
Yes, I would do that. I would cosplay and pretend to be one of the Fellowship.
So well, if you're headlocked, you just go LARPing.
I would go LARPing, right? I would not go and kill people.
Do you not want to be in a proper sword fight with stakes? Come on, yes, you
would. I mean, the stakes are kind of what when they're like losing your life, you know, that's a pretty big barrier to wanting to.
What's your point? It's worth it.
No, I vote against. And no one else votes, it seems. So,
I reckon I'm going to vote against. It's a gross misuse of funds.
Yeah. Far too. What's the opposite of ethical? I'm trying to unethical.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are.
Yeah.
Well, far too unethical for the guy who suggested AI taking over the world.
Alternatively, we could invest billions in like new books and films and TV series every year. So that's the sort.
I think that's a separate thing.
Well, no, it's not because I've just
actually. Said can it. I? Oh, I was going to suggest.
When is your turn, Will? So what turns up?
Give me an idea now.
Well, my next idea is going to be. I will make piracy legal.
What kind of piracy? Is this stealing films?
Seven Seas piracy. As long as you dressed as an old-timey pirate. On a wooden boat, had a black flag, and you spoke like a pirate, right? And you walked around like a Jack Sparrow.
The pirates didn't actually go, that's just a
they
Disney
have,
characterization.
Well, they have to.
Yeah, they do now.
They do now. Yeah. So if you want to steal something, you're not allowed a gun. Or you're allowed like little crappy flintlock pistols, but piracy is legal, right?
Do you have to do the whole scurvy experience?
Yeah, it has to be as authentically pirate as possible, right? So you can go up to like a massive ocean line in your tiny little wooden boat and go, avast me hearties! Because that'd be hilarious.
Are the ocean liners and other assorted ships allowed to defend themselves with
yes.
modern weapons?
Yep.
So no one's gonna do it?
I feel like the only people pirates are going to capture are like pleasure cruisers who are out for their Sunday afternoon sailing.
Yeah.
Or we could just become a pirate on like a local boating lake.
and then you can board and raid the nearest town and then go back on, because that's part of piracy.
That is part
of
piracy.
All legal.
I thought that,
that's all legal. So like we could go down to the local lake, right, get a small caravel. You'd have to build it and then reassemble it on the lake, and then boom, you can go up to Tesco's and McCall's every hour and raid it.
But we would have to talk like pirates.
I don't care.
And okay,
free pretzels.
I've also decided to make online piracy. You also have to talk like a pirate to do that. Even if you're on your own, you have to be like, "Aye, this is a good show."
What do you have to like do it into microphone?
Nope, I'm just trusting everyone to do it. And dress like a pirate as I do online.
How many people are going to get caught for not doing that?
I'm not
going to
enforce it very harshly. I just.
What is the punishment if you do?
Death.
Okay.
Is that the normal punishment for piracy?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah,
if you're doing legal piracy.
The
no
death
punishment.
Penalty was still legal for high treason and piracy until fairly recently.
Yeah, yeah. So legal piracy, no punishment if you get caught because you're within the law, right? Illegal piracy where you're not pretending to be a pirate, that's. You face proper pirate punishment then.
You will personally sign a death warrant.
I think there's no objection to that. No one's here to raise any objections to that.
Well, yeah, I'm going to raise an objection because they're going to... You can quite legally board and like ransack a house and rape people and just say it's part of the legal piracy.
We live quite far away from the sea.
Will said you could do it on a boating lake, and you agreed. There are lots of lakes and ponds in the UK.
Yeah,
we could take
yeah, what lake, would like a little pond or like a stream count?
Can you sit in a puddle in a little wooden like?
Yeah. Yeah, you could have a little rowboat, and you could just say, "Oh, I've been put out to sea by the main ship."
I like the idea of someone going around like a paddling pool in their garden, a little rowboat, yeah. And then hopping over a fence and like raiding their neighbour's house. I mean, I feel like this could go wrong in many ways.
As long as they get back to the boat without being shot. Then
should I
good.
Say there has to be a minimum size of water that they have to have originated from?
You could, but
from.
You said you're not going to enforce it that much, so I don't think.
They'll have to have pirate permits to say their location. Their
so
place.
They have to have like a water of origin.
Yeah, water of origin, and it has to be bigger than, I don't know, X meters square. I don't know how big a big lake is. So you can't just do it in like a paddling pool. Or You can't just get in your bath, right? And run out and steal your family's stuff. Yeah, okay. That seems sensible. Everyone in favour?
You know what? With as long as it's got the pirate permits, I'll accept that.
Yeah, sure.
The pirate permits will see what to do.
Okay, well, my next idea is I'm torn between going the cybernetics route or like the genetic modification route. Basically, I'm going to put a lot of money into trying to promote... I'm going to go with the genetic modification, you know, like people with like claws and like weird stuff. And also...
How long till you...
Jurassic Park, bring back dinosaurs.
No, that's two separate ideas.
Oh, no, we did acapella Game of Thrones at the start.
Oh, what a shame.
Two separate ideas... Because I was going to do Jurassic Park. I have it written down on my piece of paper.
Okay, I'll stick with the
and I can't do that now because I've done the original.
Because that'd be cool.
What kind of modifications?
Like anything, you know?
And space travel.
Lizard head.
So is this like when you're born, you like your parents just kind of like plug in like a load of extras and then you turn into like a
monster? Who would want a lizard head?
I mean, this is basically Brave New World.
Yeah.
So the little embryos go along with it, an assembly line, and they just inject certain chemicals and things to split humanity into certain classes, and the class at the top are the smallest number, and the class at the bottom are the class at the bottom are completely happy with the system. Well, yeah, it would be a variation of that. I'm explaining Brave New World.
So we do it like, yeah, the people who...
Lizard head in space
I'm
travel.
Not calling at birth. No, it's like when you're an adult.
If you're also getting like your character creation screen.
Yeah, if you're like, oh, I'm going to be a builder, let me get some gorilla arms or something. or I don't know, I'm a window cleaner, let me get some lizard hands.
Or Mr. Tickle arms.
Exactly.
Have you seen the Mr. Tickle with the dual theme tune?
No.
It's very funny. So what, do you reach 18 or something and then choose to...
At any point in your life.
You can just change.
So you can just change whenever you
just
want.
Just change, well, so it depends how advanced it gets, you know.
It's like if you come home from work and take off your gorilla arms and put back on your normal ones.
No, because they're not interchangeable, it's like genetic modifications, so you'd have to like...
Grow them.
Chop them off and grow them back. So there'd be a process of like a few months in getting your arms.
I think that'll probably take longer than a few months to grow.
Well, it's genetically modified, so it speeds up a bit.
Okay, so how does the lizard head work? So you chop off your head.
Oh, no, that, okay, the more serious the modification, the longer it's going to take. Okay, so changing your head is pretty serious, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Idiot. It's like caterpillars into butterflies,
so basically,
right?
Would you keep your brain, you just have your it would look like a lizard head, but the internal functions would still be the same?
Well, no, it's like when caterpillars turn into butterflies, they go in their cocoon, they then liquefy... And they then turn back in...
Is that how it works?
I think so. And they then turn into a butterfly. So that's what it'd be like. You'd put your head in this box. Your head would then liquefy, and over the course of a couple of days, it would regrow as a...
lizard.
What exactly is the point of having a lizard head?
You can see better, I suppose.
Like, you can taste things with your tongue.
Also, in the morning, would you have to, like, stand outside for 5 minutes to warm up? Because your head is cold.
Shine a light on you.
Yeah, just sort of sit like, morning, Keith.
I don't know, I'm sure that you'd have to work something out, you know, change it a bit. Because genetic modification, you're not actually just putting a lizard head on a human.
What
you're
genetic modification human... would you get?
Chameleon. Let's change colours.
What, so like you go to a sporting event and just be like flashing your team colours?
Yeah. I'm thinking about it. I don't think there's any practical use for that. I think it's just cool. That's why I initially wanted to go through cybernetics, because I really want a robot arm. Like, I would chop my arm off and have a robot arm, because that is so cool.
Would you do that now.
Yeah, but they're not as advanced. So another thing, on par with this, I'd also invest in cybernetics, and so there'd be like some kind of factional conflict between the animal people
blood
in the room.
Space war.
Yeah, and the robot people.
Because obviously you've got millions, trillions invested in space as well. So an intergalactic space, so Star Wars.
Yeah, basically. There you go. That's my idea.
You can replace episode 7 and 8 with
real life.
Yeah.
My idea is cybernetics, people would have an advantage though.
They can't run, like...
You can just turn into, like, General Grievous, and because you can only have medieval weapons... You
no,
just
but if you
swords.
Have, like, a squadron of gorillas, they're not going down until you've shot them about 10 times each.
They're gorillas with human brains.
Yeah, they just...
But a gorilla with a human brain can still be, like, stabbed.
Yeah, but not before it's a big sword. Not before it's crushed you with its,
did
like,
you ever
50
watch
pound
Ben? Everyone here's watched Ben 10, right?
No, I never watched
Ben 10.
You never watched Ben 10?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Which season?
They don't have to be animals. Like, they can be, like, any kind of... genetic creature kind of thing.
Can you be like a massive flamey thing?
Yes, you'd be like forearms. Maybe.
Can you be like the Fantastic Four? One of you can be like really, like what? Basically a rock.
Yeah, and exactly. Then, there you go.
And then, or you can be invisible. But or
there's a limit to how strong genetic material can be, right? Because it's all carbon based. So you know, genetic material, I don't know, catches fire and is a bit squishy. And yeah. Like you can't, like someone with a big like steel like Hulk kind of Titan like outer body shell armor thing isn't gonna like succumb to like anything. Like they just sort of they're all squishy.
In Avengers Age of Ultron, right, the Hulk, he's a
He paid attention to Marvel when he needed to prove his point, but the rest of the time, oh, they're rubbish films.
No, said rubbish, okay, so they're not my thing. But yeah, in that, right, the Hulk, he's a genetic Ultron, and all the robots, they're all robots. Who wins? The Hulk wins.
Yeah, he definitely does win. Okay, he goes, rah, Hulk mad, and then smashes
it. Like, I was never saying it was going to be balanced, I was just saying it'd be cool.
I'll agree with this as long as it's all free, all done on by the state, because otherwise there'll be lots of inequality of rich people being
I'll abolish the NHS and replace it with genetic modification.
As long as it's free for everyone.
Hold on, what if you've got like, I don't know.
So you can't pay for additional modifications.
There might be like black market.
You just replace all your arms and everything else. Well, what if you just replace your entire body?
Well, what if you've got all cystic fibrosis, so it's most of your body?
You just genetically change it to be like to be a centaur or something. I know, all these people in wheelchairs, right? Just replace the wheelchair like a horse and then they're a centaur.
That's not what cystic fibrosis is.
Just give them legs. Just like two legs. You don't have to make them into horses. Space centaurs would be cool. I'm voting
space
in favor.
Centaurs. You know what? Yeah, sure.
Hey, no, you could change your skin so you don't need a
racism would be gone.
Are you going to let me finish?
No.
You could change your skin so you don't need a spacesuit to go into space.
Well, yeah, is that free race in favor?
Breathe in space.
Hmm?
How are you going to breathe in space?
You don't need.
You just grow oxygen, like.
Well, you presumably have like a mask with an oxygen tank.
Oh, so, but you don't. Like,
but you don't have. But like, you've got skin that's really resistant to both the burning hot of the sun and the intense cold of the, you know, the other direction.
You probably wouldn't ever feel anything ever again.
No, but you could go into space and you'd have like thrusters, and you could like maneuver around and pew pew against the space centaurs.
I mean, all both in favour anyway. I think.
Yeah.
Move on to another thing. It's going to be hard to top that. I believe it's Will to go next.
Okay, well, mine's similar to one of Theo's in that, you know how in Game of Thrones, right, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but you know what the world looks
Snape
like.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
That one.
Yeah.
There's Westeros, which is basically looks like Ireland with England flipped and put on top of it. Therefore, what I want to do is take the actual Ireland and then take England, flip it, and put it upside down on top of actual Ireland
to
create a real life.
Did you not
version.
Hear what you said at the start? Within the boundaries of time and space.
We've
made centaurs.
Yeah, we've made space centaurs.
Yeah, but
that's
just plausible in the imagination. You're saying you're going to pick up a tectonic plate and
yeah, we are going to harness the power of the Earth's
but aren't
crust.
We the same plate as Islander.
We're going to cut them in half.
Right.
Get a mega big saw from Danny's chainsaw hire place.
Yeah.
And we're going to cut it and then move it and then to create a perfect replica of Westeros.
Way too small. Would you like level all the cities?
Yeah. Because you know how there's some people in like Minecraft who have built like a perfect replica of the entirety of Westeros. We'll just do that with England. So we'll
that is awesome, but I'm concerned they've got vitamin D deficiency going out.
We're completely getting rid of all the cities.
Yeah. Well,
we live in England.
Yeah, we can move elsewhere, or okay. We can go live in like King's Landing or somewhere. You know.
Would we all just have to sort of camp out in France for a few years while you do your...
Next quibble of this is, it won't be a perfect replica of Westeros, because Westeros is meant to be the size of Brazil.
We'll make it bigger then, that's fine. We'll just spend...
Yeah, do
we'll make
do
a prototype, which is actual
no,
island
no,
in
freeze, free, like, smash all of the fossil fuel producing places, like, destroy everything, so we go back to the medieval ages, we go into a mini ice age... sea levels drop, more land comes up, because the North Sea is quite a low level sea, so loads of land comes up in the North Sea and the
it won't make
Eastern
it the
Atlantic
size of Brazil.
No, but it'll make it bigger, and because we're all now stuck in the medieval era with an ice age, it's basically Game of Thrones.
Just do what they do in the Netherlands, like just make more land.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I've
I don't really get the point.
Look, I think would be cool. I like this idea of world. I've not actually seen Game of Thrones, but I like the idea of world building.
We just create this world. Yeah. We try and do it as much, and we also we upload George R. R. Martin's brain to a computer because we keep it,
okay,
and
yeah,
we literally get him to get specify every single detail of this. Like,
would he be more productive in the computer? So would the next book actually come out?
You know what? It might do. Maybe that's what we should devote all the resources to, just getting the next book written.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm
but yeah, a literal world replica of Game of Thrones, so you could walk through all of it.
That and then can we have, like, as I say, a massive living out of Game of Thrones?
You know what? I say, no, we can do it, but no death.
And we just have quite a lot of
Right, everyone just gets fitted with, like, bags of ketchup rigged to, like, burst. Everyone has, like, foam swords. So, like, you can act it out and, like, you hit somebody and, like, their head explodes, but instead it's just going ketchup.
It's a blood capsule.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm happy with that. And then, you know, you can, like, because you're in charge, you can appoint who's in the actual screen position.
And what we can do is it will stimulate the economy because suddenly we'll need loads and loads of ketchup.
It's also a medieval economy, so they've forgotten how to make ketchup and foam swords because plastic. Styrofoam won't be rediscovered.
Everywhere else in the world can be like, you know.
How do dragons work? How does magic?
Genetic modification to max.
Either genetic modification or some really like, you know how they can do all really cool things with our remote control planes at the moment.
Yeah.
Just scale them up a bit bigger.
Oh, big drone, yeah.
Yeah, have a predator drone with a flamethrower. Yeah, there you go.
I was hoping someone would bring up drones because now we can call it Game of Drones.
Hey.
One more idea.
We'd each like to say one thing that we want to happen, and we're not. This isn't done on vote. This is just what we want to happen. No voting. We'll just pass.
I will. Oh no! Now you've made it so serious. I want to do a proper serious one.
Okay.
I'll
go first. Mine is, if you're doing integration in maths, right?
Yeah.
basically, Max, how would you describe integration?
It's like the worst thing
you've
ever seen.
It's finding the area under a line.
Curve. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you integrate, you increase the power and then you divide by the new power. That's like the most basic integration.
Yeah.
However, you also, if you don't have set limits, you have to add in a constant of integration,
mm-hmm.
which is a plus C. And I always forget this. So my thing is I'm banning the constant of integration. It's not allowed to exist.
You're just stopping the fundamentals of mathematics.
Maths doesn't work anymore because I keep forgetting how to... Because integration, the concept of integration is upsetting.
Flawless.
I want to... Do I want to talk about climate change or do I want to talk about mass genocide?
Both? Two in one? Or
so
is that
one idea?
I want... Yes. I'm going to plough trillions into climate change. Build, like... windmill all over Antarctica, not where the penguins live, so that they can, you know, do their breeding thing, and put loads of solar cells all across the Sahara and the Atacama Desert and the Gobi Desert, and then burn loads of stuff for thermal energy, including all of the previous world leaders. Did two in one, and then like invest millions into hydrothermal. And hydroelectric and tidal power in Portugal and Scotland and all the other places. So basically we just can kill all the fossil fuels and fossil fuel producing people, and maybe Xi Jinping, but that's another matter entirely.
Oh. I suppose it would solve global warming.
Well, someone else's idea.
I don't know, I kind of used up all my good ideas, you know.
Literally, Enya, I banned the concept of integration.
I'd make it illegal to put things on your Snapchat story which are like indirectly targeted towards people and are just for sympathy, because that really grinds my gears.
No, can you ban it when people put like
a
concert
and do
10 straight clips of 10 seconds?
So what I'd ban would be people who just film a whole concert and put it on their Snapchat story, because no one cares.
Oh my gosh, I've got to go like a minute, two minutes.
Yeah, it's like, congratulations, you've gone outside, right? But you only need one of these, okay? We can listen to this artist on Spotify or something.
Yeah.
No,
don't
I
need
only
to
listen
all
through Snapchat
audio.
Stories. That's the only way I listen to my music. I would create a worldwide F1 track that just circles all the continents.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We'll
just get like an awesome road.
Yeah, and it would be amazing, and the race would be around the entire world, which I'd do as quickly as possible.
So it would be like a mega endurance race.
Yeah, but with F1 cars, and you're allowed infinite funding, and we would also provide loads of funding,
and it's
so
permanent.
That the cars were so quick that it
so
was
so it
insane.
Never stops. So you might develop a new car, and you just have to ease it on just as the old car comes off.
Yeah,
with
on the
new
topic,
driver.
On the topic of F1, I'd make it illegal for it to always be Bottas Hamilton 1-2.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I'll give you that for free. You get
and also, could we mandate that Williams get faster cars? I don't care how.
We can attach
a jet to the back or something.
Yeah,
no,
it would almost be fair.
I think the listeners have definitely cottoned on to the fact that you guys like F1, don't worry.
Yeah, I'll let them pass both of those two things. Bonus
okay.
things.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright, Cabinet Minister.
I feel like we've all discussed, we've said everything we need to say, we've solved every issue, I think, that the world has.
There are no more problems.
There are no more problems. I can't comprehend of anything we did wrong. I'm a bit disappointed about the Pombear decision, but I will respect the group's ruling. And I feel like this is a good place to wrap up. So,
yep.
Thanks for listening. I'm surprised that people did listen. I'm surprised anyone listened to more than 5 minutes of one episode ever. It's been enjoyable to argue.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a wild ride, actually. It's been quite a lot of fun.
Well, it's not the most wild ride. It's just we just show up to someone's house every Friday and record for an hour.
And pretend we've done research.
Yeah. But, I mean, I didn't think it would be going this long when we started it. So.
Yeah, so we are just having a look back through our chat and then we published. So we recorded our first episode at Max's house on the 21st of September 2018. We published that episode a week later on the 5th of October, or 2 weeks later, and we've not stopped there, really. We've kept publishing, kept producing, kept releasing, kept doing what we're doing, which is arguing and having a laugh and learning a little bit about the world. Yeah, and thank you guys for listening and not giving us feedback. no one's emailed the email. Oh, yeah.
Except for a few Nigerian princes. We've had
a few
of those.
Yeah, we have, actually.
Is it already 3 months? 2 and a bit months?
Yeah, so we'll probably drop some more stuff in August, I think, as a plan.
Maybe before that, uncertain.
Season 2.
Premiere.
We've already got some ideas cooking, some good debates hopping around, but from all of us poorly informed, it's a very tired but a very satisfied goodbye.